أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، فإن كل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He's the only one worthy of praise. I seek His help, His guidance, and His forgiveness. I believe in Him and I trust Him. I seek refuge on Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The worst of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Al-Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Al-Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability. Fear Allah and don't die unless you are Muslims. I greet you all with the greeting of Al-Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And I would like to welcome all of you, special our brothers and sisters from Washington DC, who's in the other side from the phone, and Jama'at Al-Qawi. We welcome you to join us in our series for studying the book of Bulugh Al-Muram. And after that we had stopped because Hajj, today inshallah we'll continue our series concerning the study of Bulugh Al-Maram. So inshallah today, which is Tuesday the 27th of April for the year 1999, and today is the 11th of Al-Muharram. We in a new year for the migration of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam for the year 1420, and this is going to be the first class for the book, a new chapter in the book Bulugh Al-Maram. The book Bulugh Al-Maram is the attainment of the objective, which is compiled by Al-Hafiz bin Hajar Al-Asqalani rahmatullahi alayhi, may the mercy of Allah be upon him. And today we're dealing with a new chapter in this book, and this chapter number 7, and this concerning al-biyu', condition of business transactions and those which are forbidden. For those brothers and sisters who have this book, I refer you to page number 273, and today we're going to be dealing with the beginning of this chapter, which is hadith number 648. Before we get to the subject, this kitab al-biyu', the book of selling and buying and business transaction, and al-biyu' is the plural for the word bay'a. So the single of this word bay'a and the plural is what we see it here today, which al-biyu'. And al-biyu', which comes from ba'a yabi'u, or to transact or to exchange money with other things, which is can be property or food, or that means for you as a buyer to extend a certain amount of money to be able to get what is the seller has or what he presenting for sale, with a condition that the acceptance from both parties, that means the buyer as well as the seller, they will agree to this kind of transaction. The buyer and the seller, they will have no argument or dispute or disagreement concerning this kind of transaction. This is what we call a taradi, that both of them are pleased with this kind of transaction. So a person who possesses something and he going to present it to you, and in exchange of this you're going to present to him with money, and that both of you are going to be in agreement with this. Inshallah, also something that we have to understand is not every transaction is halal. This is something very important that we have to understand before we get to the subject. It's not because you have something you want to buy and there is somebody who want to buy it from you, that you have something you want to sell and somebody willing to buy it from you, and he exchange you with money and you give him whatever you got and both of you agree to this. This is not sufficient, because the commodity or whatever you selling, it can be itself haram. Like as example, if somebody selling wine, okay, although there is a transaction and he willing to give you this bottle for $5 and you ready to pay him the $5, but the commodity or the substance itself which you're going to exchange it is not halal, is not lawful. Although it's called selling and buying, it's called business transaction, but still is not acceptable. You may, as example, transact a certain item, but because usury involved or deceiving involved, okay, this does not make it halal. So it is very important to understand is not every transaction is lawful and acceptable by the Islamic law, even if both parties agrees to it. The person, he have to be a possessor and lawful owner for what he's selling. The item itself have to be halal, and the person who's selling it, he have to have the legal possession of it, that he own it in his possession, is not missing, is not he's going to look for it, or is going to come after a year, and the acceptance between both parties, this is part of it. But inshallah, through the class, we get to know more details about this. The first hadith, hadith number 648, عن رفاعة ابن رافع رضي الله تعالى عنه ان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم سئل اي الكسب اطيب قال عمل الرجل بيده وكل بيع مبرور رواه البزار وصححه الحاكم. This hadith in collection of Imam al-Tabrani and collection of al-Bazzar and al-Hakim. The hadith is reported by Rafi' or Rifa'ah ibn Rafi' that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam been questioned concerning the earning, the income of a person. Which one is the best? What kind is the best income? So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam answering him by telling him, by working with your hand, and every business transaction which is approved according to the Islamic law. So here we understand that the Sahaba, same way they used to ask about the best deed brings them closer to Allah, they used to also ask about the best income. Because the best deed bring you to closer to Allah is the relationship between you and Allah. Best income, dealing with the human being, this is also important and is part of Islam. So it's not enough that the Muslim is good with Allah. A Muslim have to be also good with himself, with his family, with his community. He have to be his worship good, and his income also have to be good. And we see from this hadith that Islam encourages a person to work with his hand, like working in factory as example, working in a field to plant vegetables and fruits, to do different trades, buying and selling, all these things is good. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that you do with your hand. And transaction. But this transaction also have to be what? To be approved, acceptable according the Islamic law. So you have a trade or that business trade, you're going to be having a means of serving the community through being an electrician or being a carpenter or babysitter or doing certain items by fixing things, okay, plumbing, anything that you can do it with your hand. Or it can be buying things and reselling it. This also is acceptable. So the best earning is a person that to do with his hand or that he involved in transaction. And as I said, for the transaction to be acceptable, to be approved, to be مبرور that it have to be according the Islamic law. It could not be something harmful for the other person. So you not be your main concern is making the money, but what you're selling, it could be harmful to the person in his mind, or harmful to the person in his health, or harmful to the Muslim community. So anything that has harm, it could not be sold. So we see that Islam encourages us that we work, and Islam is against laziness and begging, waiting for somebody else to make it for you or to give you the money. This is not the means that Islam encourages for people to be begging or waiting for somebody to do for them. And also we understand from this hadith that working to support yourself, to maintain your family, is a means of worship and a means of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second hadith, which is hadith number 649, وعن جابر بن عبد الله رضي الله تعالى عنهما أنه سمع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول عام الفتح. إمام عبد المبدي، إمام، can you hear me؟ Hello? Can you hear me? Hadith number 649. وعن جابر ابن عبد الله رضي الله تعالى عنهما أنه سمع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول عام الفتح وهو بمكة إن الله ورسوله حرم بيع الخمر والميتة والخنزير والأصنام فقيل يا رسول الله أرأيت شحوم الميتة أرأيت شحوم الميتة فإنها تطلى بها السفن ويدهن بها الجلود ويستصبح بها الناس. Can you hear me؟ فقال لا هو حرام. ثم قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عند ذلك قاتل الله اليهود إن الله لما حرم عليهم شحومها جملوه ثم باعوه فأكلوا ثمنه. متفق عليه. Hadith number 649. This hadith reported by Jabir ibn Abdullah, page number 273. This hadith reported by Jabir, may Allah be pleased with him, and the hadith in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari as well as the collection of Imam Muslim rahmatullah alayhima. Jabir reported that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he heard the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the year of the grand opening of Mecca. The grand opening of Mecca, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came back to Mecca and took over the city of Mecca. And this was the year, the 8th year after the migration of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Jabir telling us about the occasion and the time, the place when he heard the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, indeed Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam had forbade the selling of wine, dead animal, swine, and than statues or idols. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam been questioned concerning the fat of the animals, since it can be utilized for painting the shape or clocking the shapes and using it for oils for their lamps. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no, it is haram. And after this, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, may Allah curse the Jews, indeed Allah forbid for them the fat of the animals. So they melt it, and after this they sold it, and they ate the price of it. Okay? Again, the hadith, according the way how is coming in the book, that Allah and His Messenger have forbidden the sale of wine, dead animals, swine, and idols. He was asked, O Messenger of Allah, what about the fat of a dead animal? For it is used for clocking ships, greasing skins, and making oils for lamps. He replied, no, it is unlawful. Allah, His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam then added, may Allah curse the Jews, when Allah the Most High declared the fat of such animals unlawful, they melted, then sold it, and enjoy the price they received. So we see from this hadith, alaykum as-salamu, some of the items that, or the properties and items that been forbidden according Islamic law. One, which is wine, or whatever it causes intoxication and the absence of mind. Now, doesn't matter if it's solid or liquid. Also, the dead animal. Doesn't matter if the animal is lawful or haram. What I mean by this, swine is forbidden, alive or dead. Lamb and goats, beef are lawful, but if the animal fall dead, you could not sell it. Okay, this is what I mean by doesn't matter if the animal lawful or forbidden, you could not sell it. Also the swine, the big, and the idol statues, all these items is forbidden. You could not use it, you could not buy it, you could not give it as a gift. Okay, you could not sell it, you could not buy it, you could not give it as a gift. So the questions of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam concerning the fat of the dead animals, can we sell this? Can we make business with the fat, since the fat is not part of the meat, the animal, which you use, the people eat the meat. So they thought that maybe the fat is different. So if the animal is dead, can they take this fat? And since the people has a use for the fat, and they give example like painting the shapes and different woods, not to sink or to be like what you call treated wood, to make it treated, not to be affected by the water and the weather. And also that you can melt it and make oil out of it for kerosene lamps and things like this. But the Prophet ﷺ, he said, no, it's still haram. And he said, may Allah curse the Jews. So what the Jews they did? They used tricks. So when Allah forbid the fat, so they took the fat and melted it. So now they bought it in a different shape. So now it's not a fat, it's liquid, and they start selling it. So you could not do this. That means you could not play tricks with Allah. Okay? You could not play tricks with Allah. If Allah forbid something, you did not make it in a different forms, and now he says this is not a usury, but this is interest, or this is not an interest, is usury. I'm not buying it direct from the bank, but only I fill the application with somebody. So if Allah makes something forbidden, we could not try to beat around the bush and try to find a means how to change it to get to this again. So now we see three things are forbidden, and in every one of them is destruction for one of the things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it secret. As example, the wine is destruction for your mind and your health. The dead animal is destruction, and the khinzir is destruction for your health. The wine destruction for your mind, and the asnam is destruction for your deen, which is that Islam came to protect all these things. Islam came to protect your life, which is your soul, your body, your mind. Any destruction to this is haram. And also the Islam came to protect the belief and the Islam and the deen. So you found in the wine destruction to the mind of a human being. You could not sell it, you could not buy it, you could not use it. The dead animal and the swine destruction for your body. The idols is destruction for your deen and your belief. So you could not deal with these things. Okay? And also that a person could not play tricks in the deen of Allah. Now we understand also from this hadith the possibility of using part of the dead animals, okay, or although it came in another hadith, like the skin. If you take the skin of the dead animal and you treat it like tan it, now it became lawful for you to use it. Okay, they use different chemicals and they dry it, and now you can use the skin for like a water jug, or that you can use it for a storage food, or that you can make a leather bag from it or shoes. This is permissible. So the use of something is different from the sale of something. Okay, so part of the dead animals, it can be used for personal use, but you could not make business out of it. So from this hadith we understand that it's forbidden to sell or to buy the wine, dead animals, swine, statues, or anything which spoils the deen. As example, books that followers spoil aqidah, books have deviation from the sunnah, books falls with innovation, you could not sell it. Because the idols been forbidden to sell, because has association, it's partnership with Allah. You found some people, the jewelry stores as example, selling crosses. This is haram. You could not do this. A jewelry man selling gold for men, and these things is not going to be used except by men, like a wedding band or a ring for a man or a gold watch. They could not sell these things. Okay? Also, when Allah forbids something, so the price of it is forbidden. When Allah forbids something, so the price of it is forbidden. And from this we can see the mistakes of some people hiring الكفار working in their company and they let them deal with the usury or selling the wine for them and not for them to touch it. You could not do this also. Now you again you blame tricks with Allah. The hadith, as I said, is authentic, as well as the hadith before this also authentic. Hadith number 650, page number 274. وعن ابن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إذا اختلف المتبايعان وليس بينهما بينة فالقول ما يقول رب السلعة أو يتتاركان رواه الخمسة وصحح الحاكم the hadith is حسن is good. This hadith, hadith number 650 in the collection of Imam Abu Dawood and Tirmidhi and An-Nisa'i, Ibn Majah, and Ahmad, and Al-Hakim. This is the reason that he said in Al-Khamsa. Okay? And the hadith concerning the disagreement of the buyer and the seller, concerning an item, concerning some transaction between them, when the two people who are arranging a business transaction disagree and there is no proof to be utilized between them, the seller's word is the final, or they may break the deal. Okay? Because until this moment the transaction it didn't take place and the item is still in the table and there is some kind of disagreement, or the person said no, I thought he said this, or that I'm going to buy all of them for $10, as long as they're still there and there is a disagreement and there is anything to show which one is right, which one is wrong, who misunderstand the other person. So now the buyer have to accept the statement of the seller and whatever price he won't sell with, or otherwise that both of them go about their business, for the buyer to keep his product, for the buyer to keep his money and the seller to keep his product. The next hadith, hadith number 651, وعن أبي مسعود الأنصاري رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نهى عن ثمن الكلب ومهر البغي وحلوان الكاهن متفق عليه. Hadith is authentic. Narrated Abu Mas'ud Al-Ansari, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had forbade the price of the dog and the payment made for a prostitution, and the gift is given or the money been given for the fortune teller. Okay? Again, this also showing us three things that we could not charge money for it or could not be a form of transaction, and if it's done, it's still haram. Okay? One of them, and this also saying that Naha Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Rasulullah sallam naha, he forbade. Number one, we understand that whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbade is equal and the same like what Allah forbade. As Allah stated in Quran, وَمَا أَتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخَذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا. Whatever the Prophet of Allah gives you, that take. And whatever he forbids you, from that stay away. So there is nothing called different between what the Prophet forbade and what Allah forbade. Nobody to come say, oh, but this is not written in the Quran. The Quran said, obey the Messenger of Allah. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling us this is forbidden, so from that we have to stay away. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam forbade the price for a dog, selling the dog. Inshallah, we come in more in other hadith, it shows the exception. But in general, you could not make business in dogs. I'm talking about live dogs, not hot dogs, okay? Live dogs, alright? The dogs that runs in the streets. Not here in America, okay? But in, what you call this, not Bahamas, the other place that I went to. In Belize, you have the dogs running the street, not in America. In America, that you don't find dogs running the street, you found people running behind the dogs with leash. Okay? So we're talking about dogs, the business, buying and selling, giving gifts, dogs. This is forbidden in Islam in general. The second thing is forbidden, the price or the money is given for a woman for prostituting herself. Okay? Even if she agree and the man agree, still because the Islamic law forbids this, so this money will be haram that she will take for such purpose. Because we understand according Islam, the only relationship that been lawful between man and woman is through marriage. Any other satisfaction or entertainment or whatever you call it between a man and a woman that is not married will be forbidden, and whatever money gives as a result of this is haram income. وحلوان الكاهن is a money that given for a fortune teller. Now if this fortune teller is a person, male or female, sitting in a house, if they read in a palm, or they open a book, or they playing cards, or open cards and giving you different information, all like what we hear today and see on the TV screen, 900 number, 1-800 number, whatever it is, and you pick up the phone, and when you call, now they charging you $4, whatever it is, or this, what you call the sites. What you call this? Circuit line. All these things is forbidden. It's forbidden for the receiver, and it's forbidden for the giver. And it's not only matter of forbidden, only is serious. It's dealing with the aqidah, with the belief. Because the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us that whosoever go to a fortune teller, okay, and if he believes in what he's saying, that indeed he disbelieve in what been revealed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is a serious matter dealing with your belief and your aqidah, and it can put you out of Islam. So we as a Muslims, we are not supposed to use this by any means, not even by joking. Like some people, they make fun and they buy the newspaper and they be reading, killing time, they call it killing time because they have other things, they have nothing to do, they'll be reading what you call this
horoscope.
This man, you understand, born in December, so they look under the snake. This one born in January, they look under the scorpion, and this one born in March, they look under all these things. Even reading these things for entertainment is haram. You could not do these things. Okay? Neither you can give money for this. Yes.
What about sometimes on these shows on the television, they show people who will tell you, will tell the people in the audience what they're doing, what's going to happen to them. Are you allowed to sit and watch things like this happening in front of you?
Okay.
A
person could not even watch this. Could not watch this. You are not paying any money. He says this is not a cable TV. This is a regular TV. But he still could not watch people telling their stories. And they went to the psychist or the palm reader or the fortune teller. And they told them this. And after this, 2 years later, it came true. All these things is still haram, haram, haram. You could not do this. You could not even sit and watch this. Okay? You could not watch these things. Okay? Because these things is against Islam and against the belief of the Muslims. Hadith number. And as I said, the hadith is authentic and in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim, rahmatullah alayhim. The next hadith, hadith number 652. وعن جابر ابن عبد الله وعن جابر ابن عبد الله رضي الله تعالى عنهما أنه كان يسير على جمل له قد أعيا فأراد أن يسيبه قال فلحقني النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فدعا لي وضربه فسار سيرا لم يسر مثله قال بعنيه بأقية قلت لا ثم قال بعنيه فبعته بأقية واشترطت حملانه إلى أهلي فلما بلغت أتيته بالجمل فنقدني ثمنه ثم رجعت فأرسل في أثري فقال أتراني ما كستك لآخذ جملك خذ جملك ودراهمك فهو لك متفق عليه وهذا السياق لمسلم. This incident happened between the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and one of the Sahaba by name Jabir. May Allah be pleased with him. That Jabir, he has a camel. While he was traveling with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the camel got tired of the trip, and Jabir was about to let it go. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam catch with Jabir, and after this, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam hit the camel. So the camel start to go faster in a way that he didn't perform before. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Jabir, sell me this camel. He said, no. He said, sell it to me with one uqiyya. Okay? That mean which about 40 dirham or 120 gram. Okay? So that means he proposed a price for him. So I sold it to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I made a condition to carry me to my family. That means to be part of the sale, the condition of me riding or utilizing the camel until I reach the Medina. But when I arrived there, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he gave me the price and he gave me the camel. Okay? So from this hadith we see the permissibility of the Imam making transaction with one of his followers. Okay? It's not because he's the Imam that he has no right or he can take the things with no money, but here the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the Imam and Jabir as one of the followers, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam making negotiation with him to buy something from him. The second thing we learn from this hadith, possibilities and permissibilities of adding condition addition to the price. Okay, so you say, okay, I sell you the camel and with 120 gram of gold, with addition to this that I has the right to use the camel for 1 day. Okay, but after 1 day, if something happened to this camel before you give it to the buyer, it is your responsibility. Okay? Because you still have the camel in your possession. What? One second. Are you there? The Mubdi? Sheikh? Imam? Can you hear me? Okay. The permissibility of making a condition, okay, but okay, as example, a person say, yes, I will sell you this house with a condition, okay, with this amount of price and the condition for me to remain in the house for 6 months more until I found a place, as example. So you say $70,000 plus staying in the house and utilizing the house for 6 months, so this will be like additional to the price, and both of them together will be the price of the house. Also from this hadith we understand the permissibility of a person proposing buying things from somebody who did not present it for sale. Okay, so somebody, as example, he may like my tape recorder, although that I'm not having a announcement about selling it, but you can approach me and ask me, would you like to sell this? Okay, so there is nothing wrong of a person doing this. Also, it is permissible for the person to negotiate the price, and the seller has the right to remain holding to the original price or accept the negotiation. Okay, I maybe tell you, I sell you this microphone for $10. Okay, so you propose $8, so this is permissible for you to negotiate it, and it's up to me to accept this negotiation or I say to you, no, you can buy it for 10 or I'm not going to sell it. Okay, it is very important if there is a condition in the sale that this condition to be known and clear, because Jabir, he made the condition for him to ride the camel until he reached his family.